Doll of the Monster here, and I saw Charlie and Bay Sunday specials, and I really want to answer this one. So let's start. This week, Naughty Charlie asks, are you capable of being quiet during sex or masturbation, or do you need to be pushed into the pillows, have a hand clasped over your mouth? I really can be quiet during sex, not because I want, but maybe because I need to follow instructions. Like the last time I had sex, I am very loud, and my date, he's a dominant guy, and he said, quiet, I don't want to hear anything. And then I just had to be silent, and oh my god, I just came as fuck, because I really love to be commanded to be quiet, because I'm very, very loud. So yes, but be quiet without any command or nothing, I don't see even why. And during masturbation, well, if I really need to, you know, do it quiet, I can do it, but I don't like it. I really like to moan a lot. Have you ever had a public or even outdoor sexual encounter? What made it memorable, or was there no upside? I don't know if you can call it a sexual encounter, but I used to masturbate with my ex-boyfriend in a bus stop. It was a very dark bus stop, but there was a lot of people there, and he used it to, you know, put his hand in my panties and masturbate me, and I really needed to come very quiet. That answers the first question, right? So yes, it was good because of the danger and stuff. Yes. If there was one tag that any audio you listen from now on would have to include, which one would it be? Male sounds. I really love male sounds. I really love them. You know, I really love when men moan. Okay. And nice bay questions. So, what's the nicest thing S.O. has done for you, and vice versa? I think that the nicest thing that my S.O.s did for me was get out of my life. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But I think that my freedom was the best thing that they ever did for me. And me, I am the kind of girl that when I am with someone, it doesn't matter if it's online or real life, I always support them. So I always had SO boyfriends and stuff that they never went to the college, and I always helped them with exams, with tests, and with studies to, you know, they get in a college, and I always supported them to find new jobs because they had potential, but they were like, okay, so I have this job, it's shitty, I hate it, I really suffer a lot, I don't get well paid, but I'm here. And then I started to make them go to interviews and all the stuff, and they got better jobs and jobs that they liked. So I always supported them, and I never got the support back. Holy fuck, that's why I'm single, because I really can't stand anymore. Okay. If you were marooned in an island which was self-sufficient, name three things you wouldn't be able to survive without. Internet, my makeup, and probably sex toys. Well, if it's sufficient, it's just something that I, you know, I would take it. Probably sunscreen. Yes, sunscreen. Okay, what's your favorite part of the day and why? Day, morning, noon, dusk, and at night. My favorite part of the day is at night, when I'm working, because I really work all alone, and it means that I won't have to deal with people. That's why. And the Sunday special for this week. Name as many dirty words as you can in alphabetical wording within 15 seconds. With your time starts now. No cheating. Time yourself verbally. If you were writing this before, you put pen to paper. Okay. Alphabetical wording. I don't know. Ass. Bitch. cunt. I don't have a clock here. Sorry. Well, ass, bitch, cunt, dick, I don't know, he, fuck, G spot. I don't know, okay? I don't know if I got the 52 seconds or not. I'm so sorry, but yes, I think I got the G spot. Yes. GF, FG, H. I don't know. I really don't know why I give up, okay? So, thank you. There's candy at the door. Thank you. I really like candy. Okay, so that's it. Hope you like it, and see you next Sunday. Bye.